Journalism News Network.
One thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will, and it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
2-1-1-0.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield. And people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, you must be that exceptional American that I'm talking about. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here this last day of the year. Now, I do have to tell you that, yes, I am a New Year's baby. And so as a result, I am now 1 year older, according to those in Australia and New Zealand. They have been celebrating my birthday for hours now. First, my birthday started off with fireworks. And then, of course, the dropping of the ball in Times Square will be the culmination of my birthday celebrations, I guess. Unless you're going to continue on for the next day. Well, of course, you will January 1st because we have parades. We have football games. We have it all. And it's all about my birthday. So anyway, welcome on that just lovely note, right? No ego here at all. You know, it took me years to realize everybody was celebrating my birthday. I'm serious. I am serious. It took me years to realize that. Then I finally said, wait a minute. Why am I so special? Because it's, well, New Year's Eve, baby. New Year's baby. It's not even an Eve. New Year's baby. Anyway, so welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. You want to certainly visit our website, 821R.com. That's 821R.com. And also NewCaliforniaState.com, NewCaliforniaState.com. The state of the future. And boy, is there a lot of things going on there. Do you have a yellow vest? If you don't, get one. The yellow vest movement is moving along quite nicely. And, you know, a lot of people have some notions about the yellow vest movement. They don't want it. They see it as a European thing. Well, it's actually a worldwide thing. And the problem is those European notions, those totalitarian notions, are here in the new world. That's the perspective. That once we have that whole perspective down, you understand why out here in California we have such repressive laws. And, of course, the totalitarian dictator Jerry Brown is going to be leaving office, we think, but he's going to be replaced with his other minion, and that is, of course, Gavin Newsom. This is really the story is out here in California, and that's why New California has arisen, because New California is saying, look, California is a failed state in just about everything. And, of course, the classic example of that is what has just happened to Rinal Singh, the police officer down in Newman, California, which by tomorrow, January 1st at 11 o'clock, we will be reading a grievance in Newman, California. Yep, in Newman, California, wear your yellow vest and head on down there. It's going to be on, I think, 1329 Main Street. You might want to check it out. We're going to be posting it up on our website, newcaliforniastate.com, and also Agenda 21 Radio. We're going to come out en masse, the New Californians, to protest what we would consider mass lawlessness. I think that's really what we have out here in California. And Mr. Singh, Officer Singh, Corporal Singh, who was, as you know, murdered by a Sereno. By a Sereno, not an MS-13, but listen, it was the Serenos that gave rise to MS-13. They chased him down like the dog that he was to Bakersfield, California, Kern County. Kern County Sheriff Department, absolutely stellar units down there in Kern County, rounded up the usual suspects. Now, what I mean by that is that in the case of Mr. Singh and the shooting in Newman, they were on it right away as to who this character was. And a lot of credit does go to the Newman Police Department and also, of course, to the Stanislaus County Sheriff's Department. They worked very, very diligently across jurisdictional lines of many, many counties to Kern County. They realized that one of the things that happens with the Sereños is that the Sereños, they have a hideout, well, safe houses and that sort of thing. It's quite common with the gangs to do that. And Kern County just so happens in Bakersfield to be one of those places in which the Sereños will flee away from trouble. And they get closeted away, if you know what I mean. And they have a lot of help. It's kind of like, getting people smuggled out of one territory into another if they commit a crime. And that's exactly what they did. So what happened is that not only did they arrest the perp, but they arrested those that were around the perp. In other words, about 13, 14 other individuals, and I guess there's going to be more individuals that were arrested, many of them illegal foreign nationals, just like the perp was, an illegal foreign national. He'd had a couple of drunk driving incidences. He had a couple of other things going. He was here illegally. And he should have been detained by ICE, but no, SB 54 again. This, the thing that contributes to mass lawlessness, which is the order of the day in California, they had to let him go. They couldn't converse with ICE. They couldn't take him away because of sanctuary state status. And now Mr. Singh is dead. His daughter, his wife, without a husband, without a father. All because of Jerry Brown and Kevin DeLeon. Did I name those guys? Yeah, I did. Kevin DeLeon, the author, Senate Pro Tem, the author, just for a few more days, thank goodness. But, you know, California is so lawlessness, so unlawful, it's not even funny. Complete lawlessness going on in California, just about. You know, I had a conversation yesterday. It was kind of interesting. We spent about 8 hours, 6 hours, I guess it was, up in Paradise yesterday, doing another trip. Ninth trip for me in Paradise. Boy, Paradise is kind of warming up on me. Ninth trip in Paradise. And the conversation centered around, the person I was talking with, he was talking about, if the leaders are not following, if they're breaking the laws, why do I have to follow the laws? And that is exactly the seed plant that these guys want. They want lawlessness in California. They want lawlessness in this society because lawlessness plays into their hands. That's why we have so many caravanners coming along to replace the lawful ones. We Americans are very law-abiding citizens, actually, for the most part. We're very compliant. But, you know, in that stupor of our compliance, because we trust our government so much, we've lost touch with our government, and of course that's never a good thing in our republic, to trust government so much where we've now become the servants of the government, which is exactly what we have. But, you know, these people are a different breed of cat. They want totalitarianism. This whole notion of freedom and God-given rights is so antithetical to who they are. They want power and control. Real simple. And that means controlling you, if not destroying you. If we can destroy you and your ideology, and better yet, your ideology, then we will control you and everybody like you. If we eliminate you, so be it. And if we can replace you with a different population, also so be it. Which is why we see the mass caravans going on. And everybody thinks that's just kind of an incredible leap, isn't it, Paul? Yes, it is. Not only is it an incredible leap, it's a spectacular, incredible leap. I'll throw the word spectacular in there. No one would have ever thought that this is kind of the notion that's going on. Not even kind of. It is what is going on. There's a deliberate attempt to replace the population of law-abiding citizens in America. And it started with the most populous state, California. Replace them with who? Illegal foreign nationals. What are they doing in El Paso right now? Buses galore. The big white bus paid by George Soros. They're just rolling in to all of our little communities now. In performing what's known as the Cloward and Piven strategy on community, overwhelming them with, well, populations of people. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Okay, so what in the world is going on in Stanislaus? I guess that's sort of the big question, isn't it? Stanislaus County, of course, is the site in which you have Newman, the city of Newman. Very, very small city. Very, very small city. But it's a city, nonetheless, in Stanislaus County, California. Some people might say it's like Mayberry, RFD. I have not been to Newman in years. I've been to just about every town and community in California. Haven't been to Newman, though, for a while. And the sheriff had some things to say about what was going on in Newman, and we wanted to catch up with the sheriff, Christensen, right now. We'll see if we can make everything that's supposed to work, and it looks like it's going to. We'll see if we got the right things, the right coordinates connected here to, you know, being such incredible human beings on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, or actually a21r.com. a21r.com is the quickest way to get there for you. And we have a lot of different stories coming up. We have a lot of Chris Street stuff. I think he's going to be with us. Here you go.
Adam Christensen. Sheriff, thank you so much for joining us. A very difficult time for the community, the law enforcement community, and obviously Officer Singh's family. Tell me what the atmosphere is like, though, within that community.
Well, thank you, Congressman, for having me on the show. I appreciate the opportunity. The family's devastated. That's clearly self-evident, not only at the original press conference, but the one that we put together today. They're heartbroken. They're struggling. And this is a very, very painful experience, not only for the family, but for the community of Newman and the Newman Police Department. In the history of this organization, as long as it's existed, they've never suffered a line-of-duty death.
Now, Sheriff, between Stanislaus County, Kern County Sheriff, I'm sure lots of other law enforcement, it is fairly impressive how quickly you were able to apprehend the alleged perpetrator. Can you tell us any more details about how you were able to find him so quickly? Some roughly, I believe it's 200 miles south of where this murder took place.
Well, in a word, relationships get things done. And I have a relationship, a strong relationship, with not only our federal law enforcement partners, but state and local law enforcement, and my colleague, Sheriff Donnie Youngblood in Kern County. We used a variety of tools and techniques to track this suspect. We were never more than a step behind. We had multiple investigative leads, multiple teams. Everybody was out looking for this individual. And when we finally tracked him to a residence in Bakersfield in Kern County, I called my colleague, Sheriff Donnie Youngblood, and said, "I need your help." And immediately we were provided with the resources we needed to lock that residence down and execute a search warrant, subsequently finding and arresting our suspect.
And was there any resistance at all when you went to arrest him?
In the face of overwhelming odds and a very highly trained, well-executed tactical team, no, he immediately gave up.
Now, you've arrested, there are other arrests, too, in connection with this. What are those charges, and why were these people arrested, and are there more that are potentially going to be arrested?
So at the moment, the number is 7, and they're primarily family members and associates, all of whom were actively engaged in aiding and abetting this criminal fugitive. They did their best to throw us off the trail, but we're smarter than that. And they went to jail. As I promised in the first press conference, when I said to the suspect, this is your time to surrender peacefully and bring this to an end. But I also committed that anybody who helped him was going to go to jail.
Are these
coincidentally,
people,
all seven of these...
I was going to say, are they here illegally as well?
All seven of these folks... Yes, they are, Congressman.
Now, explain to us the absurdity of what's going on in California. Can ICE even be told that these others are now in custody?
No, based on their charges and criminal histories, and we haven't dug into all of them yet at this point. I can't honor the detainers because of the federal court's ruling on Fourth Amendment violations, nor can I communicate with ICE about their custody status.
How does that... I don't understand how it's palatable here. We're talking about the criminal element. This is not the first time that this has happened where you've had somebody who's accused of something very serious. But how devastating this, and how often does it happen? It must be daily, if not hourly, this is going on in California.
It happens frequently. Let me see if I can explain it as simply as I can for your viewing audience. The idea behind, and first of all, Congressman, I'm not against lawful, legal immigration to this community. We're a community, an agricultural community, right, with a large population that serves in that economy. The idea behind this policy, these laws, was because there's a belief that people don't trust law enforcement and they won't come forward to tell us about being a victim of crime because they're afraid of that we will deport them. Absolutely not true. Local law enforcement doesn't engage in the enforcement of federal immigration law. But by doing this, you've now created sanctuary for criminals, people who are here illegally victimizing and exploiting others. And there's a category of crimes that below a certain threshold, so anything serious or violent, we can communicate. Anything below that, like DUI, we're prohibited statutorily from communicating with our law enforcement partners with ICE.
Even if they've had a criminal, even if they've been previously deported? Is that not consequential enough? Wow. I want to talk about this quote from the mayor of Oakland, which I just find unbelievable at this point. I have no regrets, none. The more time goes by, the more certain I feel that I did the right thing in standing up for our community and pointing out our values are not aligned with our laws. Now, this is a more recent quote, but she was talking about not this particular case, about an older case in fairness here. But she and other public policymakers like Nancy Pelosi, who thinks that, again, sanctuary is the right thing to do, you're about to retire. We can't thank you enough for your decades of service to your community and this country.
Thank you.
But what do you say to those policymakers who put these impediments on law enforcement?
It's bad public safety policy, and it's dangerous and irresponsible. Plain and simple. Remember, Congressman, we're not sweeping through churches, schools, convenience stores, courtrooms. ICE is not in my county doing any of that. That is all something that is a story created by others. ICE is looking for fugitives and criminals. That's all they're doing. It used to be that they could come into my jail and collect or take possession of people who fell into that category, who were fugitives and wanted. SB 54, in essence, restricted the ability to some degree of ICE even having access to our facility. So we need to have a dialogue. We need to have a conversation. And I hope that the death of Officer Singh, who was needlessly and tragically gunned down, that his death is not in vain. If anything, hopefully this has a positive message and we can sit down and talk about some of these policies that restrict law enforcement's ability, our ability.
Well, here we have a situation, obviously, that is calling for lawlessness. It's exactly what this is, ladies and gentlemen. Lawlessness in California. We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember to visit our website, a21r.com.
I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Blessing and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And also newcaliforniastate.com. Now, I'm going to give you the shortcut to agenda21radio.news. A21R.com. You don't have to type in all those things. And A21R.com. A21R.com. Sanctuary legislature, Kevin DeLeon cries big crocodile tears for dead cop killed by illegal immigrant. Listen, these people are sick puppies. And Kevin DeLeon is one of the sickest. And again, the theme is mass lawlessness in California, created by the monoparty dictatorship of Jerry Brown. This is an article that came from, Monica Showalter, American thinker. Monica Showalter. It says most lefty legislators in California are laying low over the death of Ranel Singh, a Newman, California cop murdered at the hands of multiple convicted illegal immigrant. That's due to their own role in making California a sanctuary state that effectively makes it impossible to throw criminals out. The county sheriff of Stanislaus County, where the town of Newman is located, has stated right flat out that sanctuary state policies were what left the police officer dead, according to the San Francisco Chronicle. We were prohibited. Law enforcement was prohibited because of sanctuary laws that led to the encounter with Officer Singh, Christensen said at Friday's news conference. The outcome could have been different if law enforcement wasn't restricted, prohibited, or had their hands tied because of political interference. That about wraps it up for Officer Christensen. Right? No! There's more. With that going on, it's obvious enough to most lefty legislators that their law has killed a law-abiding American legal immigrant contributing to society, as well as left an infant fatherless. Being no fools, they know it's not a good time to have the cameras on them. Why do you think Nancy Pelosi is vacationing in Hawaii? Huh? I don't think Nancy Pelosi is vacationing in Hawaii because of the whole thing over the wall in the closure of the government, which we haven't even talked about yet. Oh, no. I think it's because of one of the reasons is because of this one, why she's laid low and Ted said nothing. Because she supports Miss Sanctuary State herself. Oh, we haven't even talked about Jerry Brown, right? There's one exception, though, and it's amazingly a gross one, Ms. Showalter writes. Kevin DeLeon, the actual author of California's sanctuary state law, whose last known job was running for Senate against Dianne Feinstein during the midterms, an election he lost. I actually pulled the lever for Feinstein despite her utterly loathsome stunts directed against then-Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, which ought to tell you how bad De Leon is. He's worse than their worst. That's what Kevin De Leon, that's me, and that's true. Kevin De Leon has no respect even with your lefty, ultra-communist. He's beyond that. The good communists don't like him. The bad communists don't like him. Because he's that bad. Just on the, I almost said something really wrong. I don't want to do that. It says, and in terms of shamelessness, De Leon, the day is fake, by the way, does not disappoint. In other words, his actual real last name is Leon, Kevin Leon. So now we are going to continue to refer to him as Leon. Get it? Leon. We all know it's not Kevin DeLeon. He went Kevin DeLeon to get the day in there so he'd sound more Hispanic to his voters. Get it? Call me Roberto. Pablo. Right? And in terms of shamelessness, De Leon has it all, right? Here is his crocodile-infused teary tweet. Listen to this. Deepest condolences for the family of Corporal Ranel Singh of the Newman Police Department. Our hearts are heavy during this holiday season. You truly live the American dream. Aww. Twitchy has a must-read curation of just how well those tears and flapadile went down on Twitter here. Obviously, he retains his obnoxious ambition. See his utterly... Anyway, and obviously, he's feeling the political heat same as the others. So he went and made that frankly insulting tweet, pretty well mocking the grief of the family in Newman and his own phony claims to sorrow. The others stayed away. Kevin Leon, got out front and claimed he was with them. And more to the point, claimed this law had nothing to do with it, as if the Stanislaus County Sheriff wouldn't know. And again, this has always been their M.O., ladies and gentlemen. Hey, the law isn't what you think it is. How dare you say that this law contributed to that? The killing of this young man. How dare you say that? It doesn't mean that at all. Jerry Brown came out with a statement and says, the claim that this law led to the death of Officer Singh is being overblown in a statement he made. This is me talking now. And I'm paraphrasing the statement. I almost drove off the road. I always say 10 and 2. When I heard this being read on the radio, I almost drove off the road when I heard it. But this is a faint. This is a distraction, ladies and gentlemen. That's all it is. They know that SB 54, the sanctuary state law, which we went out in March and proclaimed it illegal, and so did everybody else. All those cities that said that they were going to sue over SB 54. Remember all that? Conservatives in California all of a sudden came alive. Oh, no, we can't have that, they said. We have an election coming up. We have to steer the vote away from that. It says, we were prohibited. With that going on, it's obvious enough to most lefty legislators that their law has killed another law-abiding citizen. Kevin DeLeon, the actual author of California Sanctuary State Law, whose last known job was running for the Senate against Senator Dianne Feinstein during the midterms, an election he lost. He is the one who is responsible for this, ladies and gentlemen. He is the one who brought this all about. And he is the one who's saying there's nothing wrong with it. He's apologizing. I'm so sorry for the death. It is so sickening and so sarcastic on his part. But listen, this is how they roll. This is what good communists do. A lot of people don't understand what's going on here with these guys, but trust me. This type of word crafting, word shifting, is all designed to, well, ultimately destroy all of us.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-281-3441 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-281-3441. Again, 800-281-3441.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. It's agenda21radio.news. Okay, as soon as we get back to the home page here. You know, we talk a lot here on Agenda 21 Radio about New California. And in this story by our own Chris Street, exemplifies one of the major theses that we have about as to why we need a new state, a new California, because the old California ain't working. It's just not working. The corruption is not working, as we saw, we've seen with sanctuary states. Now, where does all this come from, I guess, is the big question. Well, it comes from, you know, the smokestack industrial size legislature. I mean, that's all we can say. It's a dirty, polluted system. I mean, it really is. I mean, if you want to take a look at radical environmentalism like we have out here in California, on steroids, it's all going to be good for the hood, right? That's why we're going to dump, you know, aluminum oxide, all these poisons on you with these chemtrails. Oh, yeah, we're going to do that, and we're going to shift this around. We're going to harp this, harp that. We're going to destroy the weather. Oh, we're going to create wildfires. We're going to have a massive, massive industry of fire putting out. Fire putting out. How's that? It's fire support. What do you call this industry? Oh, I know. They call it disaster capitalism. Create a disaster. Remember, don't let a good crisis go to waste. As I guess you could say, don't let a good disaster go to waste. Create capitalism around the disaster, right? That's what we have out here in California. That's where radical environmentalism has taken Cal Fire as an example. The big industrial size. It's smokestack disaster capitalism is what it is. Smokestack. Now, for those of you that don't understand what I'm talking about, back in the day in the industrial, quote, revolution, everything was on the smokestack. Everything was burning, burning, burning. If you want to get steel, then you got to make, it's all polluting steel, and you got smokestacks and all these poisons just gushing out into the environment. Well, that was the smokestack industrial revolution. Well, listen, what we have here in California is the smokestack equivalent of that in a hyper-legislature. A hyper-legislature. It's a massive, massive bureaucracy in California. The state legislature, you know, where you have assembly members and you have senators. You supposedly have. But you really don't have that anymore in California. You don't have what's called a Republican form of government, which, by the way, is guaranteed to all Americans living in California. It's guaranteed. Citizens of the United States are guaranteed a Republican form of governance. Article 4, Section 4, Guarantee Clause. First thing out of the chute on the Guarantee Clause. But, you know, in California, we're supposed to have a Republican representative government, but we don't have that. No. You see, our legislature is one party. It's a monoparty. It's so, it especially now, for those of you that are not really kind of following this, we have 120 legislators in California, 40 senators, and 80 assembly members. Of the 80 assembly members, are you ready for this? I think there's only, 80? Let's see, there's 20 Republicans. So they have a supermajority. And I think of the 40 senators, I think the only 11 are Republicans. So they have a supermajority there. So really they have just one party. And, of course, what you do have is a lot of Republicans, sadly enough, have just rolled right over and joined the team. Can't beat them, join them. So we'll just be Democrats too. But, you know, Democrats like sometimes referred to as Rhino Republicans. I get it. But the vast majority are just of one mind now. And, of course, with Reynolds versus Sims, senators no longer represent counties, they represent populations, so that's even better. So you do not have a Republican form of government. So what that allows you to do is change and make laws any way you want to. But if you have a constitution, in other words, the playbook by which you're supposed to operate, that says you can be open 11 months out of the year, oh my goodness, you've got a smokestack. Put those smokestacks up, let's just start pumping out the pollution. And what kind of pollution are they pumping out? Bills and bills and more bills. Bills, bills, and more bills. That's what we have. We have California, land of, as Chris Street says in his article, land of 1,000 new laws. Just in 1 year. Yeah. Unlike any other state in the union, you don't get this in other states in the union. You see, ladies and gentlemen, the last time that our Constitution of the United States, or excuse me, of California, when it was originally written, said, oh, you know, we, the founding fathers of this state understood this. They got it. They said, we're going to restrict the legislature to only meeting once every 2 years for 60 days. That's it. You're out the door. That's what they did. And they did it in Texas, and they did it in other states, too, because they realized, hey, we could have a runaway legislature if we had them meet all the time, and we don't want to employ these people. We want limited government. Well, forget the limited government business. Hey, let's double-clutch this puppy. That's what we've done out here. What really blew it for California was Proposition A. Proposition A, I believe it was, back in 1966, which called for a, quote, professional legislature. Jess Unruh was behind that. We need a full, we have just too much business to do in California, so we have to have a full-time legislature. Now we have 11 months out of the year. And what do you get out of that? You get 1,016 new laws in 2018. That's what you get all signed by Governor Jerry Brown. Isn't that interesting? And how many laws were actually proposed? I think it's something like 1,800 or something like that. Laws proposed! You see, ladies and gentlemen, this is what I'm talking about. This is the smokestack legislature. Polluting, polluting, polluting the world with sanctuary state-type laws. Helping criminals. In creating lawlessness. We'll be back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-273-0251 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-273-0251. Again, 800-273-0251.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion, 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Blessing and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Also, newcaliforniastate.com. Now listen, if you want to take the shortcut to Agenda 21 Radio, go to a21r.com. That will get you right there. That will get you. Okay, so tomorrow we're going to be in Newman, California. Newman, California, along Main Street there. We're going to be reading a grievance at 11 o'clock. All yellow vesters can show up. Please do. All you yellow vesters, show up in Newman, California tomorrow. As we're going to be a very special reading of grievance number 49. How appropriate. Grievance 49. Yes, you know, the grievance 49 of, you know, California 49ers. Not the football team, but, you know, the history of California is ubiquitous with the 49ers. You know, in 1849, the gold rush, get it? 49 is kind of like a number, another number for California. But there's now the new number for New California, which is number 51. Number 51. Get it? Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. And, of course, stay tuned for more about what's going to be happening tomorrow in Newman, when the new Californians show up to read grievance number 49. That's newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. And remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can find...